白昆塔之音服务源于聆听 Hare Krishna， 亲爱的奉献者，今天我们非常荣幸的邀请到 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 为我们讲述有关主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消时光，欢迎大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna，
Hare Krishna，
Good morning to everybody。
大家早上好。
So let's chant our prayers and then we shall continue.
现在我们先念诵我们的祈祷文，然后我们开始讲课。
Om Ajnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shakaya Akshur Un Militam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Tama Krishna Goswami Dinami Nama Om Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Swami
iti namine
Namaste
Saraswate Devi
Gauravani
Pacharine Devi Sheshara Sanyavati Vachyatya Desha Tarine
Vande Shri Krishna Vande
Ham Shri Yudha Patakamana
Shri
Guru Vastavancha Shri Rukhavashya Vajadam Shakara Raghunatam Tantra Jeevan Shakti Tala Swadudam Parichara Shaita Vishwa Chaitanya Deva Chaitanya Deva Jeevata
Jeevata
Shakara Satam Tamsha Jivan
Vanta Kalpa
Vachaka Patanukya Cha
Vipasintu
Kipa Cha
Adhitanam
Pavadevyo Vashnavevyo Namo Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayanam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.
So today we shall discuss chapter 19 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
今天我们讲述圣典薄伽瓦禅第十篇第十九章。
This is a very short pastime.
这消时光非常的简短。
So it will not take very long.
我们讲的时间不多。
And as I shared with you last week, we will also share something regarding cowherd boys.
就像上周一样，我们和大家分享了一些关于牧牛童的故事。
Up until now, well, all of these pastimes of Krishna killing the different demons in Vrindavan is done in the company of the cowherd boys.
到目前为止 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 杀死的所有这些恶魔，都是在牧牛童的陪伴之下杀死的。
Krishna herding the cows is, of course, done with his cowherd boys.
当 Krishna 和牧牛童一起放牧奶牛。
So we hear a lot about them.
我们听了很多这方面的消时光。
So therefore, I thought it would be a nice idea we can share a little bit about the different categories of cowherd boys.
所以呢，我就想着，如果能够和大家分享一下牧牛童的不同的种类的话，会更好。
And perhaps when we do that, we will share a little bit about the relationships one can have with the Lord generally.
同时，我们就会和大家分享一下我们通常和主会建立的一些关系。
And then we can speak about the cowherd boys.
然后我们会讲牧牛童。
Of course, there's also different categories of gopis, also cowherd girls.
同样 ，gopi 也有不同种类的，和牧牛童一样。
But because we are not talking or sharing the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, so we won't do that. At least not today. Maybe another time.
因为我们今天没有讲关于 Krishna 和 gopi 的小时光，所以我们今天不会讲 gopi。
So, chapter 19. So this is describing a second forest fire.
第十九章呢，讲了第二次吞灭森林大火。
We had already heard about the first forest fire.
我们已经听说了第一次的森林大火。
The first forest fire happened on the same day in the evening that Krishna chastised Kaliya, the serpent.
就是第一次吞没森林大火的小时光发生在 Krishna 杀死卡利亚蛇的晚上。
And as you might remember, that was also a very short description, just a few verses long.
大家还记得吗？也是非常简短的。
But it, as you may also remember, it represented the anarta or the obstacle. The first forest fire represented was argument and conflict in the Vaishnava community.
就是第一个森林大火就代表着在我们 Vaishnava 的社区里面，就是会我们造成一些障碍。
Conflict and argument in the Vaishnava community.
就是在 Vaishnava 的之间造成的一些冲突。
This is what the obstacle that the first forest fire represented.
这就是第一次吞灭森林大火所代表的意义。
In that forest fire, Krishna just swallowed it.
在第一次森林大火的时候， Krishna 就把它吞了。
He just swallowed it just like that.
就是把整一场的森林大火给吞了。
So the second forest fire, Krishna also swallowed.
第二场森林大火 ，Krishna 也把它吞了。
But there's a little bit more detail.
但是会有描述的更加仔细。
And the second forest fire happened during the day also.
就是第二次森林大火发生在白天。
Like the first forest fire happened in the evening.
但是第一次森林大火发生在晚上。
You may remember the incident with Kaliya, more or less began at about midday.
大家记得卡利亚蛇的事件是发生在白天的中午的时候。
About lunchtime.
大概是吃午餐的时间。
You may remember on that day it was Lord Balaram's birthday, so he had not gone to the Jamuna River.
在记得那天刚好是主巴朗的显现日，他就没有一同去亚穆纳河。
And they were just about to sit down for lunch to celebrate Lord Balaram's birthday, and then they saw the inauspicious symptoms, natural symptoms.
当他们开始坐下准备荣耀主巴朗显现日的午餐的时候呢，就是他们就是注意到了一些不吉祥的征兆。
So then they all rushed. They followed the hoofs prints. They followed the footprints of Krishna, and they all rushed to the river Jamuna where Krishna was with Kaliya.
他们就追随着主 Krishna 的莲花足印，就来到了亚穆纳河。当时就是主 Krishna 已经在和卡利亚瑟在一起。
So by the time this incident was over, it was already late afternoon.
这个事件发生之后已经是差不多下午傍晚的时候了。
And as you probably remember, because it was a bit late and everyone was tired from the long day and they had not eaten properly, so they just decided to stay on the bank of the Jamuna that evening.
大家可能还记得，就那天，就是这个事情发生的比较长时间，大家就是非常的感觉非常累了，然后他们就决定在亚穆纳河岸就休息，就那天晚上就在那里过夜。
And then that night, that evening, then the first forest fire appeared.
就在那天晚上，就第一次森林大火发生了。
And Krishna swallowed it.
Krishna 就把整场的大火吞掉了。
So the second forest fire, this appeared during the daytime.
但是第二次森林大火是发生在白天。
As Krishna and Balaram and the other boys were herding the cows.
当时 Krishna, Balaram 和还有他们的其他朋友一起在放牧奶牛。
The cows, as it describes in the 19th chapter, they had wandered deep into the forest to find newer and newer grass.
就是像第十九章描述的，这些奶牛呢，他们就一步一步的向森林深处走去，他们想发现更多的鲜的青草。
And the boys.Became so absorbed in their playing that they completely forgot about their cows.
他们非常的专注于玩耍，所以他们完全不记得他们的奶牛了。
And then suddenly they all noticed, oh, where are the cows?
突然他们想起来的时候，奶牛在哪？
And then they also became very worried for their safety.
他们就对他们奶牛的安全感到非常的担心。
So then they began, along with Krishna and Balaram, they began to follow the cows. Because when cows walk, they have their hoof prints, and where they have eaten the grass, you know, you can see there's a path. So they followed that path.
他们就追随着奶牛，他们吃草，还有他们的蹄印就一直往前走。
And eventually they found them and they began to bring them back.
最后他们找到了，就开始往回赶他们回家。
So by this time, a forest fire, this is the second forest fire, a forest fire had begun.
就在此时，这森林大火开始了。
So, like the first forest fire, we heard that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that some people say the first forest fire was a friend of Kaliya who had come to take revenge.
就像有一些就是。说的就是说，这 第一次森林大火是由卡利亚的一个朋友他是采取了战火的一种形式。
And then other people say it was a friend of, it was sent by Kamsa.
还有人说他是由 Kamsa 手下的一名恶魔弄的。
So this second forest fire, it says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that some say this second fire was a friend of Pralamba.
就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就是说这第二场的森林大火是由Pralamba Sura 的一个朋友引起的。
Balaram had recently killed him, and so it is said that this second forest fire was a friend of Pralamba Sura.
因为主 Balaram 刚好在前不久就杀死了恶魔 Pralamba Sura, 所以他的另外一个朋友就是引起了这场大火。
So as they always do, if there is a little bit of trouble, then everybody takes shelter of Krishna.
就是因为引起了这样的一种麻烦，所以每个人都会托庇于主 Krishna.
Not because they think he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
并不仅仅是因为他们认为他是至尊人格守神。
Because they don't think that way.
因为他们并不会这么想。
In Mathura, Dwarka, and Vaikuntha, the devotees, they think that way.
在 Mathura, Dwarka, 还有 Vaikuntha, 他们会这么认为。
But in Vrindavan, they don't have that mood.
但是在 Vrindavan, 他们没有这种心态。
And that is why their intimacy, their relationship with Krishna can be much more intimate, because they don't have that thinking.
因为他们并没有如此认为，所以他们互相之间的关系会更加的亲密。
Certainly, what we are doing as sadhakas, right, we are practicing, trying to practice bhakti yoga. We have to cultivate the understanding that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
当然我们是修习中的奉献者，所以我们应该要这么的认为主 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。
Because, you know, for so many lifetimes, we have forgotten that.
因为我们很多的生世都忘记了这一点。
And in different ways, we think that we are, you know, supreme.
我们在不同的角度会认为自己就是至尊人格，至尊人格受身。
Of course, we don't openly say that, but by our activities and our thinking, we try to imitate the supreme personality of Godhead.
我们对外没有这么讲，但是我们的内在的行为，我们都会认为我们自己就是神，至尊神。
So our practice, part of our cultivation is to cultivate, is to realize that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and we are his eternal servants. This is part of our spiritual practice.
我们就是通过修习，我们会让我们自己觉悟到至Krishna 就是至尊人格守神，这就是我们灵修的一部分。
And we are his eternal servants.
我们只是他的永恒的仆人。
But the residents of Vrindavan, they don't have this conditioning.
但是 Vrindavan 的居民他们没有受这种限制。
They just have love for Krishna and want to please him inany way they can.
他们仅仅是用他们所有的办法来去爱 Krishna 和取悦他。
So when they take shelter of Krishna for protection or to save them from a demon, it's not because they think he is the Supreme Lord.
所以当他们托庇于主 Krishna, 希望他杀死恶魔的时候 并不是认为他是至尊人格首身。
We have spoken many times, and when we spoke the first forest fire, they take shelter of Krishna because of Garga Muni's words.
我们说了很多次了，就是他们就是第一次森林大火的那个时候，他们托庇于主 Krishna， 就是并不是因为他是神，而是因为 Garga Muni 的说话。
You may remember that Garga Muni, he is the priest for the Yadu dynasty.
大家记得 Garga Muni， 他就是亚都王朝的牧师。
We have spoken about this already a few times.
我们已经讲这个好几次了。
Because it comes up again and again when Krishna kills a demon and the residents take shelter, and it explains this is their thinking. The residents, they think based upon the words of Garga Muni.
因为他发生了很多次主 Krishna 杀死下妖恶魔的下时光，所以每一次他们都会托庇于至尊人格首神 Krishna 的莲花烛，但是他们并不是因为他是至尊人格首神，而是因为 Garga Muni 的说话。
He said to them at that time, this boy is like Lord Narayan, and he will save you from all dangers.
因为那个时候他说这个男孩呢，他很像主 Narayana， 他会把你们从所有的危难中解救出来。
So they had great trust in his words.
所以他们对他的话语坚信不疑。
So that's why they took shelter.
所以他们会托庇于他。
So during this second forest fire, when the boys saw and the cows that they were surrounded with this very ferocious forest fire, they took shelter of Krishna.
所以在这一个第二次的森林大火，他们看到奶牛就是被火包围着，所以他们就开始托庇 Krishna。
So Krishna said, close your eyes and I'll take care of it.
Krishna 叫他们闭上眼睛，他会处理这个事情。
So close your eyes and don't be afraid.
闭上眼睛，不要害怕。
So the boys said,
因此这些男孩子说，
You must be joking.
你是在开玩笑吗？
How can just closing the eyes take away the forest fire?
如果仅仅是闭上眼睛就能消灭了这场森林大火吗？
Just by closing the eyes, the forest fire will go away?
仅仅闭上眼睛，这场森林大火就会消除吗？
So Krishna said, no, no, but just close your eyes.
Krishna 说不不不，但闭上眼睛就好了。
So one boy said,
因此有一个小男孩说，
told the other boys,
告诉另外一个男孩，
Krishna has some mystic power.
Krishna 有一些神秘力量。
But for this mystic power to work, other people could not see.
但是当他要用这个神秘力量的时候，其他人是不能看见的。
If people see, then it won't work.
如果他们睁开眼睛看着，这个神秘力量就没用。
It has to be done when no one is looking.
就是没有人看的时候，它才会起作用。
For that reason, Krishna is asking us to close our eyes.
因为这个原因，所以 Krishna 让我们所有的人闭上眼睛。
Because he will do some mystic power, but if we look at him, then the mystic power will not work, so he told us to close the eyes.
因为他会使用他的神秘量，如果我们在他使用的期间看着他，那这个力量就没用了，所以他叫我们闭上眼睛。
So then all the boys agreed, yes, that sounds right. And then they all closed their eyes.
所有的男孩就同意了，他们就闭上眼睛。
And then Krishna swallowed the fire.
然后 Krishna 就把这场大火吞没了。
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says,
因此 Vishwanath 的 Chakravarti Thakur 说
that at this time Krishna was thirsty.
这个时间的时候 Krishna 刚刚感到口渴。
And the forest fire is a person, right? It's not just a fire. It's some kind of a demon.
这场森林大火呢，它也是一个人，它是一个恶魔，它不仅仅只是火。
So this forest fire could understand he could not defeat Krishna.
所以这场大火他就 知道他不能打败 Krishna.
He had no hope to, you know, overcome Krishna. So because of that, he had some fear.
他没有就是希望可以打败 Krishna 了，所以他感到害怕了。
So then it says that he became a drop of nectar.
所以就是说他后来变成了一滴甘露
which came to Krishna's hand and then Krishna then drank the drop of nectar.
然后他就进入到 Krishna 的手掌之中，然后 Krishna 就把这滴甘露喝下去。
So as Krishna was swallowing the fire understood, oh, I'm going to be swallowed.
当 Krishna 正在准备吞没这场大火的时候，这大火就明白了，哦，我要被吞掉了。
There's no way that I can, you know, compete with this cowherd boy.
哦，我没有办法和打败这一个牧牛童。
So, at least let me do something to please him.
那让我取悦他吧。
So then he...Because he's a demon, they have these mystic powers. From fire, transformed himself into a drop of nectar, appeared in Krishna's hand, and which Krishna then drank.
因为他是恶魔，他具有神秘力量，所以他当然可以把火转化成甘露，所以他就出现在 Krishna 的手掌中，变成一滴甘露，让 Krishna 喝下去。
And then Sanatan Goswami says,
然后 Sanatan Goswami 说
that Krishna told the boys to close their eyes because if they saw him eat fire, they would be very worried for his safety.
Sanatan Goswami 说如果Krishna 将牧牛童闭上眼睛，是因为如果他们看到 Krishna 把火吃了，他们会非常担忧。
You know, eating fire. Of course, you know, nowadays they have, you know, you may have seen fire eaters. You know, they do some performance and they eat fire.
在当今社会，我们也会看到有些人他们会吃火的。
So the boys, of course, again, they don't think Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So if they see him eat fire, they would be very worried for his safety. What would happen to him if he eats all this fire?
这些男孩并不认为Krishna 是至尊人的守神，所以当他们看到Krishna 会吞没森林大火的时候，他们会非常的担心，他们就会认为他怎么样可以能够吞火呢？
So Krishna told them to close their eyes so they wouldn't be worried for his safety.
Krishna 就让大家闭上眼睛，不用担心他的安全。
And then it also says in Vrindavan some people say, this is not from the Bhagavatam, this is a local Vrindavan story.
当然在 Vrindavan 也有一些人有另外的说法，当然就不是来自于圣殿伯加瓦坛，而是当地的人们。
对， yeah, it doesn't come from our acharyas or anything. It's a local Vrindavan story.
就不是从我们的先前啊 acharya 啊，而是当地的居民这么的说。
They say that Krishna was thinking.
他们说 Krishna 在想。
Before, when I ate dirt.All of my cowherd friends, they complained to Mother Yasoda.
就是之前我在吃泥的时候呢，所有的牧牛童都向母亲亚索达抱怨。
And she became very angry with me.
她就对我非常的生气。
And you may remember this pastime happened when Krishna was a baby, when he was still very young.
大家会记得这个逍遥时光发生的时候 ，Krishna 当时非常的小，他是一个BB。
We didn't discuss this pastime because Krishna isn't killing any demons, but there is an incident, as you probably know, where Krishna ate dirt, and then the cowherd boys complained to Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda asked him to open his mouth, and then she saw, you know, the whole creation.
大家还记得这个逍遥时光，当时 Krishna 就没有杀恶魔，而是说当他是 baby 的时候呢，他吃泥土，然后所有的牧牛童看到了之后，就向母亲亚苏达抱怨，然后母亲亚苏达就让他把他的嘴张开，结果他就看到了整一个宇宙。
So Krishna was thinking, when I ate dirt, Mother Yasoda became unhappy.If they tell her I ate fire, then she'll be really unhappy.
如果 Krishna 就认为如果是我吃泥土的时候，母亲亚苏达她都非常的生气。那如果他这个牧牛童把我吃火的故事讲给他们听，他听的话，他会变得越生气了。
Just for the dirt, she became so angry. And then if they tell her I ate fire, then I'll be really in big trouble.
仅仅是吃泥土，她都那么的生气。那如果说我吞火的话，她会给她造成很大的麻烦。
So this is a local Vrindavan story as to why Krishna told the boys to close their eyes.
这就是当地的 Vrindavan 的居民说的故事，就是为什么 Krishna 会让牧牛童闭上眼睛。
And that's the end of the story.
然后这就是这故事就这样子了。
And then Krishna said, now you, after Krishna swallowed the fire, then Krishna said, you can.Open your eyes.
Krishna 把火吞了之后呢 ，Krishna 就让大家张开眼睛。
And they saw the fire is gone.
然后他们就看到火没了。
And then this was late afternoon, and then they all returned to the Vrindavan village.
当时已经是下午很晚了，他们就开始回到Braj的家。
So that's the end of that this particular the second forest fire.
这就是结束了第二次的森林大火。
So what does the obstacle the second forest fire represent?
那第二次森林大火代表着什么样的障碍呢
？Again, there's not much detailed description.
也没有太多的仔细的描述。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us the second forest fire represents unfavorable philosophies to Krishna consciousness.
就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就是说这第二场的森林大火就代表了对 Krishna 知觉的敌意。
we have our philosophy of bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, and there are many philosophies that are against our teachings.
我们是学习的风爱瑜伽，然后是把Krishna 之觉，但是有很多的哲学，他们会反对我们这样的一个邪教导。The
atheism, the philosophy of atheism,
就是无神论，还有其他的哲学。Like
the philosophy of impersonalism.
就像非人格主义的哲学。All
of these and many others, these are all against the teachings of our Krishna consciousness.
还有其他的哲学，他们也是同样是反对 Krishna 之觉的教导的。So
these are all obstacles also.
所以这些都是障碍。
And they burn our understanding of Krishna consciousness like a forest fire burns down the forest. So these atheistic philosophies can, if we do not overcome them, they can burn down the fruit of our practice of Krishna consciousness.
就像这场森林大火一样，这些无神论还有其他的反对的哲学呢，他们就会是我们灵修途上的障碍，然后他们就像大火一样，就会烧掉森林，也会烧掉我们在 Krishna 之觉休息上面的一些成果。
Just like the first forest fire, as we remember, it represents the obstacle of conflict among in the Vaishnava community.
就像第一场森林大火一样，就是代表着 Vaishnava 团体之间的不同的冲突。
And this conflict or this criticism can also burn our bhakti lata kripa.
这种冲突和批评也会焚烧掉我们的奉爱的蔓藤。
Like you might remember, Srila Prabhupada shared with us.
大家就记得圣帕帕德和我们分享过的。
That his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, shared with him.
这是他的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 和他分享的。
He told our Srila Prabhupada at that time, Abhoit Charanaravinda Prabhu, that there will be fire in the Gaudiya Math.
他告诉圣帕帕德，当时他就是阿拜查伦纳南德帕布，他说在高迪马之间就会有一场大火。And
this fire will destroy everything.
这场大火会毁灭所有的一切。The
fire of conflict or the fire of basically the fire of conflict will destroy everything.
这场冲突之火会毁灭一切。So
that was the first forest fire, how conflict, argument among Vaishnavas will burn everything down.
这就是第一场森林大火，Vaishnava之间的不同的冲突会毁灭一切。So
in the second forest fire, then similar, the unfavorable philosophies can burn the fruit of our bhakti lata plant.
就是这第二场森林大火，同样的，就是代表着敌对的哲学，它会毁掉我们奉爱藤蔓的成果。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says,
在永恒的主 Chaitanya 经,
I don't recall where,
我记不得在哪,
but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that even a Paramahamsa, means Paramahamsa is like a topmost devotee. If they hear the Mayavadi teachings, they can become contaminated.
Mahaprabhu 说，即使是至尊天鹅一流的奉献者，他们聆听了 Mayavadi 的哲学之后，他们也会受到污染。
And what is the Mayavadi teaching? I am God, you are God, we are all supreme. That kind of teaching is so contaminating, even someone so advanced can become confused.
Mayavadi 的教导是什么呢？你是神，我是神，大家都是神。那即使是奉献一流的奉献者，他们聆听了，他们也会受到污染。
So we should be very careful about being attracted to these kinds of teachings.
所以我们应该非常谨慎小心，不要受这种教导所吸引。
Sometimes we might feel that some parts of these teachings are nice.
有时候我们会认为这些教导的其中某些部分是挺好的。
Oh, they speak about being kind to others, or they speak about being tolerant, you know, etc., etc.
他们会教导人们友善，容忍，诸如此类的教导。
Or the people who teach them, we might think, oh, they're very holy people, or they're very spiritual people.
然后我们会认为，哦，这些教导我们的人，他们都是圣人，
So let me hear something from them.
我可以聆听他们的一些教导。
But it's very contaminating, actually.
但实际上他们的教导是非常污染的。
As also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just like milk, when it is touched by the lips of a serpent, it becomes more poisonous.
就像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说的，即使是牛奶，如果是被毒蛇的舌头触碰过，它就会变得更加的毒。
So even our own Krishna conscious philosophy, if it's not heard from the right people, then it can also be a problem.
所以即使我们的这 Krishna 自觉的哲学，如果不是从正确的人那里来聆听，所以对我们来说也是非常的麻烦。
What to speak of, you know, these other mixed up philosophies.
更加不用说其他的混合的哲学了。
So this is the anarta of the second forest fire.
这就是第二场森林大火的污染。
So that's the end of this particular pastime.
这场森林大火的故事就结束了。
So because we still have some time, let's speak a little bit about Cowherd Boy.
因为我们还有时间，我们继续讲述牧牛童。
So if the nectar of devotion,
在奉爱的甘露。
Which is translated into Chinese. The full version is translated into Chinese.
整本书都已经翻译成中文。
From chapter 35, chapter 35.
从第三十五章开始。
Chapter 36.
三十六，三十七。
Well, actually, I could just say the same thing. Chapter 35 to chapter 44.
从三十五到四十四章。
So that's 9 chapters.
总共有九章。
These nine chapters, in these nine chapters, Rupa Goswami describes the five relationships or rasas we can have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in quite some detail.
在这九章里面，就是详细的描述了我们可以与至尊人格守神建立的关系。就是五种的 rasa。
We have heard many times about the different relationships one can have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
我们对于每个人和至尊主建立的关系聆听了很多的教导。
So, in these nine chapters, 35 to 44, Rupa Goswami describes, introduces this topic.
所以在第35到第14章这九章里面Rupa Goswami 就介绍了这五种关系。
I'm just writing. And then he gives examples to illustrate each of these.
然后他就是每一种关系他都给出了例子。
He gives different examples of different devotees to illustrate the different rasas.
他每一个关系都举出了不同的奉献者，然后讲述这些关系。
But we're not going, of course.We're not going to go over all of that.
我们不会全部讲完。
We're mostly going to talk about the cowherd boys.
我们主要是讲牧牛童。
But you yourselves can read the chapters, and they're not very difficult. He gives, of course, and Srila Prabhupada's summary, because the Nectar of Devotion is a summary of.Rupa Goswami's writings, Srila Prabhupada, of course, has made it, at least I think, quite simple, not difficult to understand.
圣帕帕德对于Rupa Goswami 的这个风爱服务的纯粹甘乐海洋做了总结，所以我们阅读这几章应该不困难。
In chapter 44,He describes devotional service in conjugal love. Only one chapter.
在第44章就描述了怀着情侣之爱为主做奉爱服务，就只有这一章。
But then he has written another book to describe only that one in much more detail.
然后他又写了另外一本书，就关于这种关系做了详细的描述。
But in the Nectar of Devotion, not so much deal. He wrote a completely another book just to describe this particular rasa.
但是在奉爱的甘露里面就没有详细的描述，他就此在另外一本书就完全描述了这种关系。
That book, of course, isn't in Chinese.
那本书当然不是用中文写的。
And it's not really for us to read, because we are not, so many things we don't understand, so we don't need to go there.
我们还不能去读这本书，因为我们很多还没有不懂的，所以没必要去读。
So anyway, in these nine chapters, we have chapter 41 and 42 that describes the cowherd boys, the friendship relationship.
就是在第41和42章就讲到了友情的奉爱，就是和牧牛童之间的这种关系。
So let's just briefly discuss this.
我们主要的讨论这些。
So, there are two This is what are we doing? We're at chapter 41.
就是第四十一章。
And you can all read, you should all read these yourselves, these chapters. They're not very long, they're not very difficult. And by reading, you will understand these relationships more clearly.
大家应该自己把这两章完全的读，应该不会很困难的。读完之后，我们就会明白了这种关系是如何的。
Have you read Chatura?
Yeah.
Sati Mataji, have you read these chapters before?
Sati Mataji, 你之前有读过这章吗？
是的，是的。
Good, yeah. So we should all read them. Rupa Goswami gives a very nice introduction.
我们所有的人都应该读，因为 Rupa Goswami 给我们介绍的非常的清晰。
So Krishna has two categories of friends.
Krishna 有两种类型的朋友。
Let me write for you. So, two categories of friends. So, one category are the friends outside Vrindavan.
就是有两类朋友，一种就是 Vrindavan 以外的朋友。
Like his friends in Mathura or Dwarka, or in Ayodhya.
就像他在 Mathura, Dwarka 和 Ayodhya 的朋友。
And then friends inside Vrindavan, the cowherd boys.
然后就是在 Vrindavan 内的朋友，就是这些牧牛童。
For example, friends outside Vrindavan. For example, the famous example is Arjuna from among the Pandavas.
就是在Vrindavan 之外的朋友，最著名的就是 Arjuna 潘达瓦五兄弟。
Or you may remember.It's also in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, the story of Sudama the Brahmana.
大家还记得在《薄伽瓦谭》第十章，他的一个婆罗门朋友苏达吗？
Right, they were school friends, and then after Vrindavan, when Krishna left Vrindavan, the Sudama was a school friend in the Gurukul with Krishna, and later went to visit him.So these are, and the Pandavas generally, they're all examples of friends outside Vrindavan.
就是 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 之后，他的朋友就是在同学的朋友，还有就是在Arjuna 这一类的，就是 Vrindavan 之外的朋友。
So these friends, they're in the Shakya Rasa with Krishna.
这些朋友都处于和Krishna 之间的友情的这种关系。
But sometimes they understand he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
有时候他们会明白，他们至尊人格首神就是 Krishna。
So generally they have the mood of friendship, but sometimes they understand he is the supreme Lord.
他们之间是友情的关系，然后有时候他们会明白 Krishna 就是至尊人格首神。
For example, we all know when Arjuna, he's Krishna's friend.
比如说我们知道 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友。
But when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, then Arjuna very much understood, oh, actually, whom I treat as a friend, actually, he is the Supreme Absolute Truth.
Oh, 就是当主 Krishna 在讲说我要翻歌的时候，他就阿朱娜就哦，突然明白哦 ，Krishna 就是至尊人格守神了。
Of course, he knew before that, but this was one of the times he remembered.
当然他之前也知道，但是那个时候他就记起来了。
And he asked, as you might remember, in chapter 11.He asked Krishna for forgiveness. Oh, I have treated you just like a friend, like an equal. Said, actually, you are the Supreme Absolute Truth.
他在第十一章就说，哦，Krishna，我想起来了，你就是至尊人格守神，但是我之前就是像朋友一样的平等的对待你。
And the other friends outside, like Sudama the Brahmana, also, of course, he was Krishna's friend, if you read the pastime, but he also understood, oh, this Krishna, my friend, is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
还有其他的朋友，比如说Sudama, 然后他也是明白他的同学 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。
So their friendship is mixed with the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
然后他们的友情就基于就是对主 Krishna 的理解。
Just like Vasudeva and Devaki and others, you know, Ugrasena, and they are all, you know, Krishna's superiors. So they all have this parental feeling for Lord Krishna.
就像Vasudeva, Devaki, 还有 Krishna 的一些长辈，然后他们都会明白Krishna 就是至尊人格守神，他们怀有这种父母之情。
So they're in the parental mood, but they sometimes know or understand, oh, actually he is the Supreme Absolute Truth.
他们在这种父母之爱之中，有时候他们也会理解到 Krishna 就是至尊人的守神。
And the same with Krishna's queens.
然后 Krishna 的皇后也是如此。
They're in a conjugal relationship, but they understand, oh, our Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth.
他们处在与 Krishna 之间情侣之爱之中，但是他们依然明白 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。
So they're influenced by this awe and reverence, and that influences their dealings with Krishna.
他们都会受这种的影响，就是在处理与主 Krishna 之间的关系的时候。
So back to the friends. So that's one category of friends. The friends outside of Vrindavan.
这就是回到 Krishna 的两类朋友，其中一种是 Vrindavan 之外的。
And among those friends, Arjuna, the Pandava, is considered the most intimate.
在这一类朋友之中呢，潘达沃五兄弟还有阿朱那被认为是最亲密的。
Among the Pandavas, Arjuna was the more intimately connected with Krishna.
在潘达沃五兄弟里面呢，阿朱那和 Krishna 会更加的亲密。
Remember, any relationship with Krishna is perfect, but then more perfect and most perfect.
记得吗？与在 Krishna 的关系中有完美、更完美，还有最完美。
All these devotees, they're all 100% devoted to Krishna.
所有这些奉献者，他们都是100%的 Krishna 的奉献者。
But the 100% is 100%, more 100%, most 100%.
但是他们是100%，还有100%的一倍，然后再100%的100%再100%。
So it's all perfect. So don't get any other ideas.
就是所有的都是完美的。
And then Krishna's friends in Vrindavan. These are, of course, the cowherd boys.
然后是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的朋友，这些都是牧牛童。
So Krishna's Vrindavan, cowherd boy friends have four categories.
Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的牧牛童呢，他们也有四种。
So they're like subcategories. So the two big categories.Krishna's friends outside Vrindavan and Krishna's friends in Vrindavan.
然后 Krishna 的朋友有两大类，然后是一类是在Vrindavan 之外，一类是在 Vrindavan 之内。
And the in Vrindavan friends, there are four categories.
在 Vrindavan 之内的朋友又有四种。
So in the Nectar of Devotion, the Prabhupada translates them as well-wishing friends.
然后在父爱的甘露里，帕帕的就把他们译成是祝福者。
Well-wishing friends.
就是这一类似的祝福者。
So this category, these friends are a little bit older than Krishna.
这一类的朋友呢，他们比 Krishna 会年长一点。
And because they're a little bit older than Krishna, they have a mood of protecting him.
因为他们年长一些，所以他们有一种想保护他的感情。
Like a parent, right? A parent...They have this mood of protection of their junior.
就像父母一样，他们就会对后辈他们会有保护。
So these like a well-wisher, right? A well-wisher is someone normally who would be elder and who would take care of us in some way.
就像是通常情况下，如果年长的人，他们都会照顾我们，就这一类人，他们都是祝福者。
So these are known as well-wishing friends. They're a little bit older than Krishna, maybe by a few weeks, maybe by a few months, but not more than that. And they have this, they're friends, but they have this mood of protecting, like an elder brother or something like that.
就是他们也许会比 Krishna 会年长几天，然后他这一类的人，他们就是会是保护的心态。
And Lord Balaram, he's elder, of course, he's Krishna's elder brother. So among these cowherd boys, he is considered the chief.
就是主巴拉让呢，他当然是比 Krishna 年长了，所以在这一些年长的人之中，他就是首脑。
And there are others. In the Nectar of Devotion, you can read Rupa Goswami lists some other names of these cowherd boys.
在这个风爱的甘露里面，大家会可以读到Rupa Goswami 他会描述到他们的不同的名字。
So these ones, it says that they hold weapons.
这些人呢，他们会拿着武器。
Because they're in the mood of protecting Krishna.
因为他们在保护 Krishna 的这种心态之中。
So these are the well-wishing friends.
所以这些就都是祝福者。
Little bit older.
年纪稍微大一点。
In the Sanskrit, you can you can read it there, Surit Saka. Saka means friend.
在梵文里面你就会读到叫做 Surit Saka, Saka 的意思就是朋友。
And yes. So the next category, they are just known as Saka.
是另外的一类叫做 Saka, 就是朋友。
Friends. These ones are a little younger than Krishna.
Sorry, I just now the internet not okay. I cannot hear you.
So the Saka, the second category of friends, they are just known as Saka. They are a little bit younger than Krishna.
Okay. 就是第二类朋友呢，他们就是比 Krishna 稍微年幼一点。
They are like younger brothers.
他们就像弟弟一样。
Right, so the well-wishing friends, they are a little bit like elder brothers, so they have the mood of protecting Krishna.
第一类就是他们年长一点，他们就像哥哥一样，他们就是要保护 Krishna.
But the Sakas, the second category, they are a little bit younger than Krishna, like little brothers, like younger brothers.
然后第二类呢，他们就是比 Krishna 年幼，他们就像弟弟一样。
And like a younger brother, they serve the older brother.
就像弟弟，他们会服务哥哥。
So these Sakas, the second category,they engage in different services for Krishna, like maybe they carry his lunch bag, maybe they will, you know, help to dress him when he is tired, they might massage his legs and arms, etc. They engage in these kinds of services.
这第二类的朋友呢，他们就会给 Krishna 做各种各样的服务，比如说会为他带这个午饭的盒，当他累的时候呢，他们会按摩他的脚啊，他的腿啊，他的头啊。
So they're friends, but they have some mix of servant mood because they are younger.
他们也是朋友，但是他们会混合着一些就是仆人的心态，因为他们年幼一点。
The elder, the well-wishing friends, they have a little bit mood of parent, but the younger, they have a little bit mood of serving, and they engage in different personal services for Krishna.
年长的一些呢，他们就会混合了父母的一些感情，但是年幼的这些朋友呢，他们就会，有一种服务的情感，他们会为 Krishna 做各种各样的私人的服务。
It's described in other places. Sometimes before Krishna goes out, they will go to Krishna's home.And they will help Mother Yasoda prepare Krishna, right? Help bathe him or dress him and help get ready to go out. They do these kinds of things.
就像这个书里面有描述的，就是这一类的朋友呢，他们有时候会在早上起来的时候会来到Krishna 的家，就是帮母亲 Yasoda 让 Krishna 起床，帮助他穿衣服，给他沐浴等等。
So they have a little bit mood friendly but respectful friendly.
他们的心态就是非常的有爱，但是就是那种也是带有尊敬的心情。
Then the third category is Priya Sakas.
然后第三种就是 Priya Sakas.
Priya means dear.
Priya 就是亲爱的。Priya Sakas.
Right, we have our Gopi Priya, Radha Priya.Goranga Priya, Gora Priya, right? Some devotees, they have these names.
Oh, 我们有些奉献者他们会有这些名字 Gopi Priya, Goranga Priya, 很累。
So Priya means dear. So Priya Saka means dear friends.
Priya Saka 的意思就是亲爱的朋友，很亲切的朋友。
So they...basically the same age as Krishna. Basically the same age.
他们基本上和 Krishna 同龄。
Or maybe a little bit younger by a few days, but basically the same age.
可能就是差那么几天啊，基本上是同龄。
So their friendship is.Pure.
他们之间的友情是纯粹的。
Pure in the sense they completely think they are equal with Krishna in every way.
他们的感官是非常纯粹的，所以他们完全会认为他们和 Krishna 是平等的。
Right, the younger, the Sakas, the second category, they are friends.But because they are a little bit younger, they don't think they are equal to Krishna.
就像第一类的人，他们也是朋友，但是他们并不认为他们和 Krishna 是平等的，因为他们比 Krishna 还要年轻。
And the elder ones, they don't have that mood anyway. They, you know, they are elder, so they think they're a little bit more than Krishna.
然后年长的那些呢，他们并不认为他也和他们和 Krishna 是平等的，他们认为他比 Krishna 会知道的多一点。
But these friends, they are like normal friends. They don't think Krishna is special in any way.
这些人呢，他们都认为 Krishna 没有什么特别之处，都是和普通朋友一样。
And sometimes they will defeat Krishna in wrestling and, you know, blame him or boast and such like this.
有时候他们会在摔跤比赛中会打败他，然后有时候他们会就是责备他，有时候他们会吹捧他。
And of course, Rupa Goswami, he gives examples of each category in these two chapters.
Rupa Goswami 在这两章的内容里面就是给出了他们这几种分类。
So, yeah, so this is Priya Sakas. So they are more dear to...Krishna, you could say. They're more close, more intimate, because they are, right, their friendship is pure. There's no other mood mixing.
所以这一类的朋友呢，他们就是友情之间是非常纯粹的，他们没有其他混杂的关系。
So these are the Priya Saka.
这就是 Priya Saka, 就是这种近友。
Then we have the fourth category, Priya Arma
然后我们现在有第四种，就是 Priya Nama。
These are the most intimate friends of Krishna.
这些就是 Krishna 最亲密的朋友。
Why are they the most intimate friends of Krishna?
为什么他们是 Krishna 最亲密的朋友呢？
Because they help him in his pastimes with the gopis, Srimati Radharani and the other gopis.
因为他们帮助 Krishna 和 Radharani 还有其他 gopi 们的消时光。
They help Krishna in his conjugal leela.
他们在帮助 Krishna 的这种就是情侣之爱的消时光。
The older friends of Krishna, little bit older, right? The well-wishing friends and the younger friends, they don't know anything about this.
就是那些年长一点的祝愿者啊，还有第二类的朋友呢，他们就并不知道这些消时光。
The older friends may know, but they don't. It's not their business, so they stay out of it.
就是第一类祝福者，他们可能知道，但是他们就不是他们的职责，所以他们会和这些分开。
None of Krishna's elders, including his parents and uncles, they don't know about these things. Krishna keeps it very private.
包括他的父母啊，还有他的舅舅之类的，他们并不知道 Krishna 这些消时光，Krishna 会把这些进行保密。
Krishna's younger friends also, you know, it's not their business. Because they're younger, they have a little bit of, you know, Krishna is older than us, and they should not involve themselves in Krishna's intimate affairs.
然后其他的第二类的朋友呢，他们是年幼的，然后因为他们觉得自己比 Krishna 年幼，他们也不会介入到 Krishna 这些亲密的小时光之中。
The third category, Krishna's Priya Sakas.
第三类的朋友Priya Sakha.
Among them, some of them know about Krishna'sinteractions with the gopis, but they don't involve themselves. That they know about it, but they don't involve themselves.
可能他们之中有一些人会知道 Krishna 的一些和 gopi 的小时光，但是他们不会让自己牵涉其中。
But the Priya Nama Sakas, they actively engage in Krishna's pastimes with the gopis.
但是这第四类的 Priya Nama Sakha 呢，就是密友呢，他们就会非常积极的在协助 Krishna 和 Gopi 们的消时光。
So they might take messages, they might arrange meetings like this.
他们会帮 Krishna 传递信息，安排一些见面。
So these are the four categories of friends, cowherd boy friends in Vrindavan.
这就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的四类的牧牛童朋友。
All of them are in the mood of friendship, but and they all, you know, with Krishna.You know, playing and herding the cows and etc. etc.
所有的这四类呢，都处于友情之爱中，然后他们会和 Krishna 一起玩耍，一起放牧。
But as you can see, they have slightly different.
但是他们之间有稍微的区别。
Slightly different.Moods of friendship.
就是这友情的之间也有稍微的区别。
And there's hundreds and millions of them.
就是有几百上几百的这一类的朋友。几百万 ,sorry, 几百万的这一类的朋友。
Like the gopis, there's also hundreds of millions of gopis, and there's different categories of gopis also.
就像 gopi 们一样，也有几百万的 gopi， 然后他们也有各种的类型。
And as we have shared before,
我们之前也给大家分享过。
When we began this, this lesson of Krishna killing the demons, we had some introduction, classes.
在我们讲述 Krishna 杀死恶魔的这些课程里面，就是一开始我们就有介绍这一类的内容。
Before, when we become, you know, perfect in our spiritual sadhana,
当我们的灵性的 sadhana, 休息的完美的时候，
when we receive Krishna's mercy, full mercy,
我们得到了 Krishna 完全的仁慈，
and we are almost ready to go back to Godhead,
我们差不多可以回归守神了。
First, we enter into, the leela that Krishna is performing in this world.
然后我们就会进入 Krishna 在这一个世界里面上演的消时光。
And we get trained up by these eternal associates of the Lord.
我们就开始和主 Krishna, 就是建立这种永恒的关系。
Like all the associates of Krishna,
就像主 Krishna 的一些同友
，in the gopis and others, some of them are the Lord's eternal associates.
就是在 gopi 里面有一些是主永恒的同友
，like the cowherd boys.
就像牧牛童。
Some are devotees who practice and become perfect, and they serve Krishna in one of these ways.
有一些是奉献者，然后他们变得完美了，然后他们就可以和主一起上演一些逍遥时光。
So these are the two broad categories. But anyway, for those devotees who practice and become perfect and receive Krishna's mercy before they go back to Godhead in the spiritual world, we enter into Krishna's pastimes. When he manifests in the material world, we participate and then we get more complete training from these personal associates of the Lord.
就是对于这些在修习的奉献者来说，他们修习的完美的时候呢，他们就能够加入到主 Krishna 在这个物质世界里的消时光之中，得到完全的训练，要让这一类的奉献者，他们会更加的熟悉，如何与主建立这一种的私人的关系。
And then we join the group of, you know, whatever these different devotees, Krishna's associates.
然后会加入 Krishna 的同友里面的不同的组别。
We serve Krishna under his personal associates in one of their groups.
我们在 Krishna 的私人的同游下面的一些组，我们为他们做服务。
So we have to become familiar with this.
所以我们应该对此非常的熟悉。
If we want to go there.
如果我们想去那的话。
Remember, going Godhead is a big place.
需要大家记得回归守神是一个很大的地方。
We cannot just say, oh, I want to go back to Godhead. Go back to Godhead where?
我不应该说只是说哦，我想回归守神，那你回归守神回到哪呀？
Serving Krishna. But serving Krishna how?
服务 Krishna, 怎么服务 Krishna 呀？
So that's why the nectar of devotion, Prabhupada told us,
the science of devotional service.
It's a science, not just a sentiment.
所以就是帕帕的在风爱的甘露里面有讲述到这个，这是科学，就是风爱的科学，它并不是感情用事。
And we need to be familiar with these topics.
我们必须对这些话题很熟悉。
As we grow in our spiritual development, we should become familiar.And in the nectar of devotion, then Rupa Goswami introduces us to this.
就是当我们在我们的修习道路上，我们得到进步的时候，我们必须对 Rupa Goswami 在《风爱的甘露》里面讲述的这些内容非常的熟悉。
So, because we have been speaking so much about cowherd boys, I just thought I would share a little bit about this.
因为我们讲了很多牧牛童，所以我就觉得有必要给大家讲述这一些内容。
I could include names, but you know, names are difficult to remember, so I won't.
我可能可以给大家讲一些名字，但是因为这些名字比较难记住，我就没有讲了。
But if you read these chapters, 35, the two chapters, 41 and 42, I think, then Rupa Goswami, he gives examples for all these different categories of friends, and he gives their names and sometimes some description also.
大家可以读第四十一和四十二章，就是 Rupa Goswami 就讲述了这四类的不同的朋友，然后这些朋友他们的名字，他们的类型。
Okay, so we'll finish here. It's 8:30.
现在是八点半了，我们就讲到这。
The past time was short today.
今天的消时光比较短。
So if there's any, so next week, next week.
下周
is chapter 6. Yeah, next week we'll be doing Chapter 23.
下周我们会讲第23章。
The Brahmana's wives blessed, or Krishna delivering the Brahmana's wives.
Krishna, 给婆罗门的妻子解脱。
So this is quite a long pastime, actually. So this will probably take at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
这消时光比较长，可能要讲两到三周。
23, so that's our next chapter for next week.
下周我们讲23章。
So what questions, any questions we have there, Chatura?
Yeah.One question. If someone show no interest in philosophy, then maybe he will not be attracted by this atheist and impersonalist philosophy. If someone only show interest in the philosophy spoken by Bhagavad Gita and refuse to the other philosophy, is it okay? Will this person will get any result?
Yes, certainly.
当然可以得到结果。
Certainly. But remember, Maya can mislead us in different ways.
但是要记住 ，Maya 会误导我们到其他的地方。
Sometimes it is said when Maya is Maya, she is easy to avoid, easier to avoid.
但是有时候如果只是 Maya 的话，是比较容易避免的。
But when Maya dresses up like Krishna, then it's more difficult.
但是 Maya 就是穿着 Krishna 的衣服，你就很难辨别了。
What does that mean? In our context, you know, atheistic philosophy or Mayavadi philosophy, we can tell more clearly this is not Krishna's teachings and we can avoid it.
当然了，在我们的教导里面，我们就会容易分辨说，哦，这是 Krishna 和 Krishna 自觉相关的。
And we can avoid it.
我们可以避免它。
But sometimes our own philosophy, Bhagavad Gita philosophy, it looks like our philosophy, but actually it's something else.
但是有一些的哲学呢，他们看起来就像是我们博家梵歌里面呈现的哲学，但是它其实并不是。
So we have to be able to discriminate carefully.
我们必须能够懂得分辨谨慎小心。
We have all heard, maybe not all of you, maybe some of you, but maybe some of you have heard devotees, immature devotees or devotees without proper understanding. They, you know, teach some looks like Krishna consciousness, but actually it's the wrong understanding of Krishna consciousness that they teach.
也许大家有会听说过有一些他们不成熟的奉献者，他们会教导一些看起来很像Krishna 自觉的哲学，但是那些实际上就是并不是Krishna 自觉的知识，而是对 Krishna 自觉的误解。
So that's what it means, right? When Maya dresses up as Krishna, it looks like our philosophy.Maybe it sounds like our philosophy a little bit, but actually there can be some serious mistakes.
就是这就是如何去理解说 Maya 穿着 Krishna 的衣服，就是看起来很像是我们的哲学，但实际上并不是，而且这是一个非常严重的错误。
And maybe you have all heard this.
也许大家都听说过
these kinds of immature devotees with wrong ideas about our philosophy, but they teach it like it is our philosophy, and it's misleading. It's just misleading and doesn't help.
大家都知道，就是有一些不成熟的奉献者，他们会教一些貌似我们哲学的教导，但实际上并不是。
We may ask how to avoid.
你可能会问怎么样去避免这些呢
？Then we should consult with our with senior Vaishnavas or Vaishnavis and read Srila Prabhupada's teachings more carefully.
碰到这种情况的话，我们应该向资深的Vaishnava 或者 Vaishnavi 咨询，然后。我们应该是阅读圣方法的教导。
OK 啦。
OK. The next question. What are the qualifications for becoming a cowherd boy? And what are the qualifications to become a cowherd girl?
Hare Krishna.萨图拉玛大姐，你先把这个问题的中文读一下，然后再翻译。
对不起。想当牧牛童需要什么资格？想成为牧牛姑娘有什么资格
？Now we desire to become a servant of Krishna. Before that, we don't need to worry.Too much about becoming a cowherd boy or a gopi. What are the qualifications?
在此之前我们不需要就是非常担心我们要成为牧牛童或者牧牛姑娘需要什么资格，然后我们现在最重要的就是我们首先要成为Krishna 的奉献者
servant
仆人Krishna 的仆人。
First we have to realize the qualification to answer your question.The qualification is, first we have to fully realize Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His eternal servant. That is our first realization.
首先第一个觉悟就是一定要认识到主 Krishna 是我们的
觉悟道，觉悟道，不是认识道，觉悟道。
就是首先要觉悟到我们是 Krishna， 是我们的至尊人的守神，我们是他永恒的仆人。
And we have to be free from all selfish desires.
我们必须免于所有的自私的欲望。
And have great attachment for chanting the holy name of Krishna.
我们对唱诵 Krishna 的圣名非常的依附。
Not have attachment to any other material enjoyment.
对任何的物质的享受没有一点的依附。
These are the beginning qualifications.
这是首要的资格。
After we have this, then other things will come.
我们得到这些资格之后，其他的都会自动到来。
But, so that's one answer. Another answer is read the Nectar of Devotion, the first part of the Nectar of Devotion.
另外一个答案就是我们必须要读奉爱的甘露的第一部分。
Or you can take our training and education team. They have the course also, Bhakti Shastri course, and they teach the Nectar of Devotion. And that you will help us theoretically understand more what is required.
或者你可以就是从我们的培训团队那里学习这些课程，就是 Bhakti Sachi 有讲述奉爱的甘露，然后让我们就会明白，如果要成为这些的话，我们需要一些什么资格。
But the preliminary qualifications I already shared, and then from there other things will gradually come.
就是最首要的阶段就是我们应该去准备，然后其他的就会跟着到来。
好，下一个。
顶拜 Guru 怎么可以称为奉献者呢？没有启迪的我们可以自称是奉献者吗？
Yes, yes.
可以。
Yes. Initiation is one of the steps to become a devotee, but before initiation, we can be devotees also.
启迪就是成为奉献者的一个脚步，但是没有启迪之前，我们也可以是奉献者。
We just accept the process of Krishna consciousness, we accept Krishna as the personality of Godhead.We begin to follow the principles or try to follow the principles and we are a devotee. And then from there we take many, 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 many steps.
然后我们可以就是接受奉爱这个科学的程序，然后接受 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。从这里的话我们就是在接受其他的四项规范的原则还有其他的知识，然后我们就可以成为奉献者。
And then many, many more steps. But those are the
beginning steps. 然后还有很多很多的步伐。
好 ,next.
顶拜跑步翻译和奉献者，奉献者社团里大火是玛雅点燃的吗？
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, please,
Yeah, yeah, don't say that. Just
yeah, okay, okay. There is a forest fire between this devotee community, is it ignited by Maya?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 是的。
Yes, it is. And then maybe it's ignited by Maya, Devi, and then sometimes we, devotees, we put more oil on the fire and it becomes bigger.
Okay, 是的，是由玛雅点燃的。但是我们奉献者呢，我们会在这个大火里面会添加更多的油，然后让这个大火烧得更旺。
So what we need to learn to do is to put water.
我们应该学会怎么样用水扑火。
But sometimes we put oil and we make it worse.
但是有时候我们就是没有用水，反而用火，以为可以扑掉。
So Maya Devi may ignite the fire, but then sometimes we do and say things that make it bigger.
Maya 女神她点燃了大火，但是我们有时候我们会添油加醋，然后让这场大火更旺。
So what we need to do is be mindful, and when we see such fires, which will happen because it's the material world, then we need to respond in a way to put them out, not to make them bigger.
在这个物质社会里面是没有办法避免这些大火的，那我们应该学会识别这场大火，然后知道如何扑灭。
好的。
Next, 上师 Krishna 的四种朋友区分有点太精微，感觉都一样，一视同仁可以吗？
Yes, the differences are very subtle.
是的，这些区别非常的小。
We don't have to necessarily know at this point in time.
在这一个时间点上，我们不需要
If you just know Krishna has friends, that's enough.
我们只需要 Krishna 他有这些朋友就好了，就足够了。
We don't need to necessarily know the different categories of friends.
我们不需要就是把他们进行区分这四种。
But as we grow in our spiritual development, then naturally some devotees will become more interested in these things. And that is also nice and necessary. But it's not necessary for everybody. It really depends on our level of development and understanding.
当我们灵性进步的时候呢，有一些奉献者他会对这四种朋友进行区分，他们会感兴趣，但是并不是所有的奉献者都同样这样子做，因为每一个奉献者他们的程度，灵性的层面都不一样。
But as we grow in our spiritual development, we naturally we becomeore and more interested in these sorts of things. But it happens naturally. We don't have to do it artificially. It happens naturally.
就是当我们在灵性的进步的路途上，我们就会自然而然的会区分开这几种朋友，然后我们不需要就是人工的去做区分，这些都是自动到来的。
But we have to read the Nectar of Devotion.
但是我们
In the Nectar of Devotion, all of these things are described.
但是我们得阅读奉爱的甘露，这里有所有的描述。
Especially the first part. The later parts, maybe later. But certainly the first part, we have to be familiar.
首先必须熟悉第一部分，其他部分可以稍后。
But,As we grow naturally, one will be more and more interested and eager to know these kinds of things. And that's a good sign.
当我们成长的时候呢，我们会对这一些区分，我们会越来越感兴趣，这是一个好的征兆。
We want to know more and more about Krishna. We want to know more and more about Krishna's associates. It's natural. Naturally, it should happen.
我们非常自然的想越来越多的了解 Krishna， 越来越多的了解他的同游。
Very natural.
非常的自然。
And it should happen.
这些都会发生的。
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Sadhura Madhavi. 第一个问题第二个部分好像没有回答吧。看一下。
Okay.第一个问题
就是哲学这一部分吗？
对。
Chandra Shekhar Prabhu, Sati, Madhuji.
Yes, I understand. So what's the question? What is it? Maybe I didn't understand properly.
The second question is that if someone only show interest in the philosophy spoken by Bhagavad Gita and refuse the other philosophy,
no,
is it okay?
Yeah, no, I answered that.
Is there any result?
I answered that. I answered that. Of course
okay.
It's okay. Of course okay. It's okay.
当然了，可以的，没有问题的。就是，跑步也，传教士和跑步也回答了这个一个问题。
Of course, it's okay.
没有问题，是很好的。
But remember, Maya is very strong. So even if you don't have interest, it might become attractive due to our contamination in the heart.
但是大家要记得 ，Maya 是非常强大的。即使是我们不感兴趣，但是我们的内心受到了污染，可能仍然会被这些类似的哲学所吸引。
And like I said, when Krishna dresses up as Maya, then more difficult.
就像我刚才说的，就是 Maya 穿着 Krishna 的衣服，我们很难识别。
So sometimes our own philosophy, our own teachings, devotees, immature devotees, they have misunderstandings which they then share and preach to others, and it's an obstacle like this forest fire.
就像我说的，刚才我们有一些不成熟的奉献者，他们对哲学的理解也是不恰当的。当他进行这样的教导的时候呢，就会成为我们修习的障碍。
好的好的，那么
Still there is one question.
Yes.
顶拜咕噜这两年不太吉祥，休息 Krishna， 如果完全依托至尊主，是否就不需要在一家里风水布置之类？因为以前我会请动物吉祥同麒麟等摆放在家里。这是其中的一个问题。
I didn't understand that.
也，it is not auspicious in these 2 years. After practicing Krishna consciousness, and fully take shelter of the lotus feet of the law, shall we not care anyone asked to at home? And because before that, I will invite some auspicious animals like qilin at my home. maybe some statue, bronze statues,
some feng shui.
Yeah, feng shui, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is not exactly related to our topic.
这跟我们的话题有点不相关。
But, the material world is an inauspicious place.
这物质世界本身就是不吉祥的地方。
It's a world of duality.
就是充满了二元性。
So sometimes thing is auspicious, sometimes not auspicious. Sometimes the weather is good, sometimes the weather is bad.
有些事情吉祥或者不吉祥，有些事情是好或者坏。
So even for people who are practicing Krishna consciousness, because we are in the material world, we will experience the good weather and the bad weather, the auspicious and the inauspicious. It's just like that.
即使我们是奉献者，因为我们身处物质世界，所以我们也会意识到好和坏的天气，吉祥和不吉祥的事情。
As Krishna told us in Bhagavad Gita, the winter and summer, happiness and distress comes like winter and summer, and we learn to tolerate.
就像 Krishna 在《般若梵歌》里面教导的，就是快乐和痛苦就像的冬天和春天一样，我们必须学会容忍。
But you may also want to do some feng shui things in your home. I think that's fine.
也许你可以在家里做一些风水的布置，我想应该没有什么太大的问题，挺好的。
It might be helpful, but even if we do that, we should still understand it's a world of duality. It cannot be perfect. Sometimes the weather is good, sometimes it's bad.
我们可以这么做，但是我们应该意识到这是物质世界，具有二元性，有时候好，有时候会坏。
In India also, they have something similar. They, you know, the Vastu is called Vastu, and they arrange the home in a certain way to maximize the good energy.
在印度的话，他们也有这种 Vastu, 也就是风水，他们就会利用这些来得到最大的好处。
So you can do that in your home also. There's no problem, but just understand it's not going to make everything perfect.
你可以在家里做这些，但是必须明白，就是说，有了这些，并不会使一切都完美。
Because it's just the material world, so it's going to be troublesome sometimes.
因为这是物质世界，我们肯定会碰到麻烦的。
Sometimes it is said, if we know it's going to rain.Before we go out, we take the umbrella.
有时候我们就会说，当我们知道天会下雨的时候，我们必须提前得准备雨伞。
So doing some feng shui things and other stuff, it's a little bit like taking the umbrella outside before it rains.
好，所以呢，就像是在家里布置风水，就像是我们知道会下雨，提前准备了雨伞一样。
So we can do such things. There's no problem. But just understand it's not going to solve all the problems. That's all.
我们可以这样子做，但是我们必须明白，有了风水并不会解决所有的问题。
If we are sick, we take medicine, but sometimes the medicine doesn't work. So if there's some inauspicious things, we might do some feng shui. Sometimes it may not work. Sometimes it may not work completely. But we can do things to.Try to make the situation better.
就像我们生病了，我们会吃药，有时候吃了药也不一定会好，所以如果你做了一些风水的布置，有时候可能会帮助你解决一些问题，有时候会不能完全解决问题，所以有时候会好，有时候会坏，有时候会吉祥或者不吉祥。
But as Krishna says, we try to learn to tolerate these things.
就像 Krishna 说的，我们要学我们要学会容忍啊，学会就这两个部分我们都得学会。
OK 了。
还有一个问题。
哦。
刚进来都不知道做牧童姑娘是咋回事。
Yeah, so don't bother. Just read the Bhagavad Gita.
所以不要担心，就先读佛家梵歌。
Don't bother. Read Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna, and do some bhakti yoga. Gradually, these things will come.
先读佛家梵歌，唱诵 Hare Krishna。休息奉爱瑜伽，这一切都会来的。
好, so thank you everybody.
非常感谢所有的人。
Tomorrow is of course the English New Year.
明天就是我们英文说的新年了。
Chinese New Year comes a little bit later.
中国的新年会稍后。
But tomorrow is the first day of 2021.
明年明天是2021年的第一天。
2020 was quite an unusual year.
2021年应该是非常不同寻常的一年。
Because of the virus and, you know, things.
就是因为病毒啊等等。
This time last year, who would have imagined it would be like this?
就是去年这个时候呢。
No one would have guessed the world would happen like it did in 2020, this time last year.
就是去年同样的时候，没有人会意识到这个2020年会是这样子的一年，有这么多的事情发生。
But so many things happened that we didn't expect.
发生了很多我们不期待的事情。
So what will next year be? We don't know. It could be better, it could be worse, it could be better and worse. You know, who can say?
明年会怎么样我们也不知道，也许会更好，也许会更坏，所以我们说不准。全球是一个跑步。
Wait, let me finish, let me finish.
Okay, okay.
The question came late.
Okay.
Yes, the weather is sometimes good, sometimes bad. It's just the nature of this world.
所以有时候天气好，天气坏，这是这个世界的本性。
So the coming year,Let us see, 2021, what will take place?
在这个即将到来的2021年将会发生什么事呢?
In either case, we continue as best we can.
那就是预示着我们必须努力的尽我们的所能。
So a happy new year to all of you.
祝大家新年快乐。
Sometimes people make New Year rutters, right? New Year resolutions. You know, the coming year I will do such and such, or the coming year I won't do such and such. Sometimes people do this.
有些人会说我要来一个新年的革命，我会做这个，我会做那个。
So you may wish to do the same?
也许你也会有同样的想法。
To improve, help to improve ourselves or our service, etc.
去改进我们的服务。
So we'll finish here. I know there's one more question. It came in late and it's after 9 o'clock. So we're going to finish here.
You
can do this next week.
我们就到此结束。那这个问题提的比较晚了，所以我们下周再回答这一个问题，已经超过九点多了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者，刚才我们聆听了全球 Shaker 跑步给我们讲述了圣典博加瓦坛的第十篇第十十九章。然后我们也聆听了关于木牛童的分类的知识，我们非常感谢全球 Shaker 跑步给我们的教导，让我们就是对全球 Shaker 跑步的精彩的演讲致以内心的感谢。欢迎大家下周同一时间再见。